This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, it is Monday, the 3rd of May, 2021, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging and social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Today's show is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. Well, good morning, good morning. If today is May the 3rd, that means tomorrow is one of the most exciting days in the history of the Bahamas, the whole world, and the universe, for it is my birthday. Now listen, I give you all my birthday. That's all the information I could give you. I'm going to tell you now, do not attempt to commit any fraud by trying to go into my bank account with all my personal information, because you will only find sea grapes there and a couple grievance letters from the bank about how I don't leave any sea grape left over for them. My birthday wish list this year, like every year, was going to be, in this order, fruit, books, and thrift gifts. That's like things you buy from the thrift store, because I have a rule. Why buy brand new clothes for your children to play in the dirt in the summer? Why not go to the thrift store and buy something inexpensive that you don't mind them dirtying up? And I have the same rule for me. You ain't got to buy nothing new for me because, you know, I cool like that. However, I changed my birthday wish list this year. There was a devastating fire yesterday, and I want to encourage... off Balfour Avenue, I think Jenny Street, in the Pairdale community, right? And I know the Pairdale community because I used to play dominoes in the Pairdale community. That ain't where I learned how to play dominoes, but that's the way I learned to take licks, to get beaten and don't get upset because you ain't in your own yard. But I spent plenty of time in the Pairdale community, and it's a lovely community, and I am saddened by this event. And so, if you were thinking of giving me a birthday gift this year, I know plenty of y'all wasn't thinking about that at all, you know. I know that wasn't on your mind at all this morning. But I just saying, if you're thinking about it now, find a relief effort. Find people who are organizing support efforts and relief efforts for the victims of the fire and see what you could donate or give. Maybe it's clothing, maybe it's food, maybe it's baby supplies, maybe it's bedding, sleeping bags and pads for temporary housing initiatives. But donate, give, support the relief efforts. This is very, very important. So there's plenty things in the news today, and that's what we're going to talk about. So let me tell you how you could join the conversation. You know you tuned into Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. On your dial. You can also stream live audio and video on guardiantalkradio.com. Or you could listen on TV on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or Flow, channel 612. And for those of you who were worried, the static on those channels have cleared up significantly. Or download the Guardian Radio app for your Apple or Android smart devices and listen to our audio feed or watch us on our video feed right there on the Guardian Radio. You can text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-GR96, 422-4796. That's powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. Or you could call us at 323-6232, 323-6232, or 325-4316, or 325-4255. 1-800-259-9. Please join the conversation. We got plenty to talk about. We got to talk about the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism updated public health measures and entry protocols for fully vaccinated travelers. That was a press release this weekend, and it's in the papers today. If you look at the Guardian business section on the top of the fold, vaccinated visitors now welcomed without testing. I want to talk about that today. I get plenty of questions. Bahamas Information Services released last night, and I see there's a story in today's Guardian as well. Attorney General and Minister of Legal Affairs released a statement on the Freedom of Information Act and introduced the first Freedom of Information Commissioner and Deputy Information Commissioner this weekend. You see, I found these stories yesterday, and I want to remind you, you can stay up to date with the news with your Guardian paper every day. Find the Guardian on their app or on Facebook, but also find the Bahamas Information Services WhatsApp feed or the Your Daily Headlines WhatsApp feed so you can grab the headlines before you get a chance to grab the paper. So I saw these stories yesterday, and I started thinking about them, and I got plenty of questions to ask about them. Also, before we get into the news, Dear Water and Sewerage, there is a leak on East Shirley Street again. I know you know there's a leak on East Shirley Street again because I see spray-painted lines in the road that suggest that y'all are going to come and do something about it soon. So that's not why I make mention of this. I make mention of this because I think that you guys should seriously consider whether increased seismic activity, that's like volcanic and earthquake activity in the region, may be impacting your infrastructure at a greater rate than expected. I just want to throw that out there because I'm not certain y'all are thinking about it. Also, there was an accident on JFK on Saturday morning. I make mention of it because I was on JFK on Saturday morning going to work, and there was some bad driving going on there. To the young man and the passengers in that vehicle, or to the driver and the passengers in that vehicle, don't let me show my bias by just presuming it was a young man. Look here, I hope this incident causes you to think heavily about the decisions that you make in your life and how they can impact others around you, whether positively or negatively. That was a horrible accident. And I hope you guys have come through it safely, as safe as possible, considering the amount of damage that was incurred. But there is no need for that level of speed at any time on an island that's only 21 by 7. More news that's not in the news. On Sunday morning, I had the most amazing experience. And I want to share it with you guys, because I think it's about culture. If you do your shopping on a Sunday morning, right, then you know the hardest thing to find in the food store on a Sunday morning is a shopping trolley. I know this because I shop on Sundays. And so my plan is, or my strategy is, when my partner and I pull up in the food store parking lot, my partner lets me out before she parks, so that I could identify the nearest trolley, return into the store, and try to obtain it. Now, I'm a nice person. I know there may be people waiting in the store on a trolley because I shop regularly on a Sunday, and I observe this. So before I take a trolley from a packing boy, I always ask them, did somebody specifically ask you to bring a trolley back to them? And if the packing boy says no, then I feel no weight taking the trolley. Like I say, this is my strategy because I shop all the time. And I know there's typically a trolley shortage on a Sunday morning, right? So this Sunday, I get out the car. I see a young man coming back with a trolley. I ask him if it's for anybody. He says no. And I grab the trolley. and I start walking towards the entrance of the food store. And there are two women standing at the door of the food store. One, an older African, Afro-Bahamian woman, and one, a younger European Bahamian woman, right? So I walk into the door, and both women are looking at me, what they call expectingly, like they expect me to hand the trolley over to them. And I say, good morning, and they put their hand on the trolley, both at the same time, and I just say morning, but I don't let go of my trolley, because it's my trolley. And somebody says something to me, and I just say, oh, I don't work here. It's my trolley. And the European Bahamian woman, she realized what was happening, and she moved aside to wait for another trolley. Well, the older Afro-Bahamian woman did not let go of my trolley. In fact, she made it clear that she wasn't moving out of my way as I tried to enter the store. And I explained again that I do not work at Super Value. And I thought this would be obvious because I wasn't wearing anything that would be considered near Super Value uniform. I was wearing green cami pants and a gray shirt and blue tennis. There's no way that woman could have mistaken me for a member of staff at Super Value. And even if she thought that I was somebody returning a trolley after using it, after the fact that I said, no, this is my trolley, she should have known that this trolley was not being returned to her. But let me tell you what happened next. This older Bahamian woman refused to move, refused to acknowledge what was plain in front of her face, that this was not her trolley, that the trolley was not being returned to the store for her, and that I intended to enter the store with my trolley. So once we reached this impasse, right, because that's what it was an impasse. That's a big word, it was an impasse. I looked at the security guard, and the security guard had a look on his face that said, please, for the love of God, give this woman this trolley because she is being completely and totally unreasonable. And the appropriate thing to do would be to hold your ground and block up the entrance to my store until it was resolved. But I can't let you do that, miss. And I begging you to give this woman your trolley. He said all of that with his eyes in one moment. And I gave her the trolley. And I looked at her and I said, take the trolley, ma'am. Did she say thank you? No. Did she say, child, God bless you? Because you know that's the standard answer, right? Child, God bless you. She didn't say that either. She just took the trolley and went on her way. And I stood there stunned for a moment. Like I said, the security guard looked at me once I gave her the trolley and thanked me profusely for doing what I knew I ought to do when I ought to do it. Now, that thing I knew I ought to do was not just give up my trolley to somebody because they're older, despite the fact that they were being rude and bullish, displaying bully culture. That's not the thing, right? That's not what it is. What it was that he was thanking me for doing was acknowledging that we had hit an impasse. Acknowledging that somebody in the equation was refusing to be reasonable, refusing to be sensible, refusing to follow the social contract, refusing to do what they knew they ought to do in the moment. And in the face of that refusal, that obstinate attitude, I decided to give up my right to my trolley that I strategized for, that I devised a plan to ensure that I don't have to wait longer than necessary for a trolley. Right? Despite all of that, I did the right thing, which was not push the issue with an unreasonable person. To see the greater picture, understand the need for the space to function and flow smoothly, due to the larger COVID protocol issues, and give the woman a trolley, knowing that another trolley is coming soon enough. See, that's what it means to do what you know you ought to do when you know you ought to do it. See, there may be many reasons why Mom was being a bully yesterday morning. The truth is, Mom could have had to take in all her children from Dorian and the pandemic and the grandchildren and the nieces, and she could be living with a house full of people who just is run her heart all the time. There are many reasons why Mom could have been frustrated to the point of unbelievably ridiculous behavior yesterday. There are many reasons. But it's important for us to remember that at all times we are called to behave, to perform, to operate as mature adults, and in every moment be prepared to do what we know we ought to do when we know we ought to do it. That's it. That's what it means to be an adult. And on the eve of my 45th birthday, I'm almost upset that I have to say this. What does it mean to be an adult in the Bahamas? What does it mean to be grown up? What does it mean to govern yourself? I want to live in the land of paradise, the place where the tourists want to come to do whatever they want. I want to do that too. But I can't do that because I'm too busy adulting. And see, there's a reasonable amount of adulting that all of us have to be prepared to do, you know, in this life. That's the point. But why I have to adult for other adults? This no makes sense, especially not on my birthday. Anyway, to the mom that took my trolley yesterday morning, I hope you're having a better day today. Go find some tamarind and then figure out how to share it with me, because me and you, we got to work this thing out, because I still mad at you. Anyway, I got some texts on the line here. First text, morning, two straight, F&M, all day, every day. Why, thank you, texter. Second text says, that's someone's Grammy. Old people raise up young people. Yeah, that's a part of the point I was making too, right? I didn't like want to say it. But we like to ascribe, we like to label all these young people as bad head and bad manners. And we never ask ourselves, where did they get this behavior from? Good morning, Aaron. Now you see why so many young people have no manners. It's older people, like that rude woman that set a bad example. No excuse. And that's why so many people are so rude on the road, and we have so many bad accidents. Just lawless. Anyway, where can I get June Plum for the life of God? Okay, first of all, I can't trade you June Plum for the life of God. You set me up for a failure in the future. However, here's where you could get June Plum. Mars Bay, North Andres, is the home of the June Plum in the Bahamas. So if you know anybody in Mars Bay, that's the best place to go. I'm going to tell you, if you're shipping fruit from the island, June Plum, ask them to pick them ripe as possible, put them in a Ziploc bag, wash them first, put them in a Ziploc bag, and then send them. Otherwise, you can find June Plum at the Gladstone Road Farmers Market on a Friday or a Saturday. Go on a Friday. Don't wait till Saturday. Always check on the Friday first. They go in like hotcakes. Thank you, Texter. Another text, great show as usual, thank you. I'm super glad people like Miss Green and other Bahamians nice enough to let the Coconut Boys set up shop in their area, because I don't want them nowhere by my area. They have manners, but they nasty. Why they leave a pile of coconuts on the side of the road? Coconut Boys, you're nasty. You 45 when you 45, so I could play it early in Chicago. Play it early in Chicago, but pay it early to me. See how that work? Or to the church, or to a charity, or to a young, or to a youth organization to get them a little support. Go on. Next problem I have. Texter. I'm going to read this text. It is very problematic. Next problem I have, the white people in Cable Beaches drive bad. Now, Texter, do you mean tourists in rental cars are driving badly, maybe because they're unfamiliar with the way our road works compared to the U.S., or they unfamiliar with the driving culture? Because this ain't no race issue, buddy. People is drive bad in this town of all races, ethnicities, backgrounds, ages, political affiliations. All is drive bad. Another text. Good morning, Aaron. Well done. Thank you. In this demonic city, New Providence, we have many older persons who grew up with demonic people who displays this kind of attitude. That's why we have persons in our leadership have the same attitude. They are godless and fully demonic. Okay, Texter. Demonic is extremely strong. I don't know if it's appropriate. And when I say appropriate, it's a little heavy for a radio show, that type of discourse. But more importantly, is it appropriate for the critique you're trying to give, right? Because what I will say to you is that this bullying behavior is modeled from the top down and from down up, right? We see this bullying behavior everywhere, including in our political culture and our political systems. But I don't think it has anything to do with demonic, right? What it has to do with culture. And I think maybe you talk, like when people say a demonic spirit, like what they mean is, or what we're really talking about is a culture, a practice of behavior that people practice like collectively, right? But it ain't demonic, it ain't demons. But we do have a bully culture that we see modeled, right? Parents bullying children. Why? Because in many instances, that's the only methodology that they could think of, given the various constraints that are ruling their lives, right? And in the absence of better options, parents tend to bully children into behaviors and choices, right? We see that behavior modeled in employment, right? Where employers and supervisors and people in a higher position feel that they can bully people in lower positions than them, right? And we're going to talk about that a little bit because we see it in our politics. And I'm speaking directly to the headline today in The Guardian. Minister reiterates call for employers to urge staff to take COVID vaccine. Well, first of all, sir, that's your job. Your job is to oversee the construction and the implementation of a plan that balances the needs of all involved and the rights of all involved, right? Because what's not being said in the public media is that for the last 6 months, people in the tourism sector have been told by their employers, take the vaccine or look for another job. So I don't know if that's what you mean when you say urge staff to take COVID vaccines, right? I don't know if that's what you mean. But what's already happening on the ground is that people are being told, if you want to keep your job, you have to get vaccinated. Surely, the Prime Minister, in conjunction with the COVID team and the AG's office, should have already outlined a legislative platform or their intentions to create legislation that provides a framework, right, for employees and employers to understand how vaccinations are to be implemented, right? We need legislation. That's what we need. We need a firm statement. But this appears to me to be a bit of bullying. It doesn't seem harsh. It's not harsh language. You know, hard faces, no fingers pointing. But when you look deeper and you ask yourself the question, why haven't we had a substantive statement from the government vis-a-vis vis-a-vis or re-employment and vaccinations. Your citizens, the employees in your country, deserve that level of clarity. Furthermore, did you learn nothing from the gender equality referendum 2016? Did you pick up on any of the lessons that we should have gleaned from that exercise? First of all, calling people ignorant and stupid never works. Now, mind you, I will note that I call those young people that were caught at that Grey Cliff property stupid. I did call them stupid. But you know why I call them stupid? Not for deciding that they didn't take COVID seriously. Not for deciding not to wear a mask. I call them stupid because they decided to break the law in clear view of cameras in a way where they were guaranteed to be caught. That's stupid. But you can't call people stupid for being concerned about a vaccine. Furthermore, that's not the way you're going to convince them to listen to you or furthermore to change their mind. It never works. Let me take a little break here and get back to the text. Good morning. Don't hold that against mom. Like I say, texter, I try very hard not to hold it against mom, right? Because here I am trying to model the behavior that I know is needed in my community, right? Here I am trying to do what I know I ought to do when I know I ought to do it. Like all the time, you know. And in the face of that, I don't want to be met with bullying. Plus, with the work I've done as an advocate in my history, I don't like bullies. I've been bullied, trust me. But yeah, that's why I was saying, Mom, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, but that was rough. Another text. Good morning, Aaron. This adulting thing is very ghetto. Now, look here. That's a fun thing to say, you know. And like it cool. It sounds funny. But then we got to go into that class interrogation. I agree with you. It is very ghetto. Once you realize that ghettos are spaces and communities that are essentially constructed in an environment, a particular environment, right? So ghettos don't just grow up on their own. Just like children don't just grow up on their own. And ghettos spring up in communities that have been ignored by the state and stakeholders. Ghettos spring up in communities that have been marginalized, right? That are not receiving the resources that those in charge of the resources know they need. So when we do tell this joke, let's remember the class interrogation involved, right? It is very ghetto. It's almost like it's a setup. It's a setup. This version, Adulting 2.0 or Nassau, like whatever you call the beta version, Nassau. It's a setup for real. Now the text. Morning, Aaron. I appreciate the views you share concerning important issues. Are you aware? And if so, how do you feel about the censoring of the internet? Persons like yourself whom think outside the box or ask the real questions are being shut down. Dissent is soon to become criminalized. We are entering a new era of mankind, an era where corporations and not governments rule, an era when you can be penalized for speaking the truth, an era of forced vaccinations. Well, let's leave that last line out for a second. Let's get to the rest of this text. This is a problem, censoring of the internet, voices being shut down because they're dissenting. They don't align with the most dominant voice. But see, here's the thing about these social media platforms. They're owned by private entities. Now, that's a blessing, too, because that means that you can create a private entity and own your own. To have the type of control and sovereignty that we expect in this new world, we need to begin investing in building those resources for ourselves. Right? This is it. See, that's the next reason why I knew I had to moderate my behavior and do what I knew I ought to do yesterday morning at the food store. because what Mom failed to realize is neither she nor I own the trolley. What would we look like fighting over somebody else's trolley? First of all, you know I ain't fighting no old person. That's the first way to get beat up and sent to jail and get beat up again, and possibly again. But what would we look like fighting over a trolley that belongs to neither of us? See, I understood the degree or extent of ownership, in quotations, that I had over that trolley in the moment. And while technically it was mine, the trolley ain't mine enough to fight for it. You know what I'm saying? So, when I bring my own trolley to the store, trust me, me and Mom Masi gonna have to have a dance off to see who gonna go home with that trolley. But, like the internet platforms, they are not ours. And so we have to moderate our expectations and our behavior. Same way this radio station ain't mine. I worked a long time to sort of, you know, create an opportunity to be in this space. But that don't mean I could say whatever I want. And that's important for us to understand. Sovereignty requires we create the things we value and we value the things that we can create. We got to start building our own platforms, people. On this era of forced vaccinations, that is a very large discussion. And that takes us sort of into a different realm because these social media platforms are owned by private entities. The global vaccination discussion is far more complex, has far too many stakeholders. And the one thing you need to know is this. Nobody can force you to take a vaccine. They can create an environment that makes it detrimental or very difficult for you to survive without taking the vaccine. But just trust that nobody is going to physically force you to take a vaccine. Trust that. Another text coming up. Hello, Aaron. Only half hour left to hear the wonderful telephone calls and texts of your listeners. No one likes listening to one speaker for long. No one likes the school ma'am non-democratic stance. Well, my good texter, thank you for that. You know, that's why I only wanted a one-hour show. I can't stand listening to myself for too long. As you can see, the text line is open. The phone lines are open. Ain't nobody called yet, and that's cool. But please, if you want to call Texter, feel free. 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Please call Texter. Good morning, Aaron. I've always admired your intellect and the positive way that you conduct yourself generally. But I feel that you must also be an angel in disguise for empathy you always display. Example, the rude senior. Well, let me put it to you like this. My life has been filled with grace. I am an amalgamation of coincidences and prayers and good thinking and positive opportunities. I can't possibly imagine how I was able to have all the experiences that I've had in this life. And I wasn't a perfect child either. So my endeavor is to pay it back as much as possible. In fact, I used to be a summer camp counselor, and we sing that song, Love is Something If You Give It Away. I really believe that. That's my core. Ideas are something if you give it away. Love is something if you give it away. Patience is something if you give it away. And this is important for us to practice because we never know the circumstances that brought somebody to a particular point in their day. We never know. And I lived through some things. Good morning, Aaron. It appears as if the PM is working for Bill Gates. I don't think the PM is working for Bill Gates. If you had told me the PM is working for whoever in charge of the stewfish, I would agree with you. I don't think the PM is working for Bill Gates. I don't think that's what it is. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think Bahamians understand the extent to which tourism floats this country and foreign dollars. I don't think we really and truly, because for those people who are not directly connected to that industry, you can't or you don't get a sense of the weight, right? The space that tourism holds economically in this country. I think these guys are desperate to keep tourism alive, right? To maintain the last threads and then to keep and then to start weaving again, to keep tourism alive. They are so desperate that they are going to do whatever is necessary to maintain the global protocols and standards for tourism. That's it. I think in the absence of ideas, in the absence of support, this is the best that they could give us right now. Now, we got lots of smart people, but they're operating in a system that is dysfunctional, and that makes it difficult to pull the best out of them and use it and apply it and turn it into kinetic energy, if you know what I mean, to deliver on our promises and goals. That's what the problem is. The problem is our systems are so dysfunctional, it doesn't matter who we put in there. Until we identify the problems in the systems and commit to fixing them, ain't nothing gonna work. Another text, by the way. Oh, good morning, Erin. You have now encountered a black Karen. May I ask if she was a light color or dark color lady? Also, I've encountered many of them. Karens and Susans, they're very unreasonable. By the way, the bullying starts from the head to the toe. No one should bully you to put something into your body against your own will. That's a form of discrimination because those who are vaccinated shouldn't be worrying because they are protected by the vaccine, right? LOL. Well, not quite right. We got to admit, their science is a bit more complex than that. Like I say, I don't know if she was a Karen. I think she may have been a Karen. But color doesn't matter in terms of Karen. I got a caller on the line. Caller, you're live.
Good morning. How are you doing, Aaron?
Good morning. I am good. Thank you.
Right. Is there a particular topic so I don't stray away? Because I'd like to mention something. In
well, we're
particular.
Talking about what's in the headlines today,
okay,
right? But wait, pause. I'm talking about the statement, the headline in The Guardian, PM has more important things to do than respond to Moultrie. Minister reiterates calls for employers to urge staff to take COVID vaccine, and vaccinated visitors now welcomed without testing. And I had a bunch of questions about the new travel protocols.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Now, in that same vein, two points. The PM apparently has a lot more important things to deal with than when the press asks him questions relating to death and COVID-19 contraction, whether we are in the third wave or not, where him and his minister was saying we're not, and then you have the director for HIV/AIDS and infectious disease in the country saying that we absolutely are. You are his chairman for his COVID-19 committee. And I mean, vaccination committee and his special advisor on COVID-19 saying we absolutely are. And so I don't pay too much attention to what he says, except when it comes to policy, which we all could tell that he's passing a lot of foolish policies. But my second point, Aaron, as it relates to the home party, right, in the news relating to this announcement, which the Royal Caribbean just expressed they'll be using that very same protocol of simply having persons fully vaccinated, as though that's the panacea, and it's not, right? Because in a country where you do not have herd immunity, in a country where we have not reached that safety level for protection for all citizens, we will be certainly exposed to contracting COVID-19, even from those on the cruise ships who would have been fully vaccinated. And so that policy is a very unwise and foolish policy, Aaron. As a matter of fact, what I would like to know, I don't know if you're going to have the Royal Caribbean executive as a guest, Mr. Russell as a guest on your show at any point, but what would be great to find out from them is what are the protocols and the guidelines being required by the CDC USA that prevents them from sale, and what are they going to require from them ongoing when they lift the stop sale order in July that the government of the Bahamas didn't see important enough to implement on our shores, being a third world nation with certainly inferior resources to that of the United States, with inferior capacity to that of the United States, that we did not see important enough to implement with Royal Caribbean and any other cruise line that would be home porting in our country to protect our citizens. Thank you for the opportunity, Aaron.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Anton. Those are things that we need to ask. And, you know, one of the questions I wanted to ask was, is the MOT the first agency to release this info? Has the update been published anywhere else? Is this an MOT issue or a public health issue? Is there a digital platform where this info can be accessed? But also, is there a digital platform where people can submit these questions, right? Because, Anton, you have some good questions. Once we take the political lens off of it, right, there are things that need to be interrogated. Just once you know, if it was a PLP government, we'd be asking the same questions. I hear that music, producer. That means it's time for a break. Let's roll into that break, and we will be right back with more texts and hopefully some more calls about what's in the news today.
Jackie. Jackie's a hard worker with a steady income, but she has a personal loan and multiple credit cards to pay off. To keep her account current, Jackie opted for a loan from Fidelity Bank to consolidate her debt into one monthly payment and earn interest on a built-in savings account. Be like Jackie. Call 356-7764 to book a complimentary financial coaching session. Fidelity also offers virtual assistance. Fidelity. We're good for you.
Have an outstanding real property tax bill? Take advantage of our real property tax forgiveness program. Bring your account to zero and receive a 50% discount on your outstanding tax and surcharge past 180 days. Or get a payment plan. Make a 25% deposit on your outstanding tax, receive a 100% waiver on the surcharge, and pay the difference within 36 months, interest-free. Contact the Department of Inland Revenue at 225-5778 or email us at rptforgive@bahamas.gov.ps. Offer ends May 31st.
The Department of Inland Revenue is reorganizing its customer support operations to better serve the public. The Small Business Development Center will now provide guided online tutorials at their Gladstone Road office for clients that need help with the online business license registration process. While this form of support will no longer be available at the DIR Carmichael Road location, our doors are still open to address all your business needs. For more information, contact the DIR Call Center at 225-7280 or 461-8050.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. Today is Monday, the 3rd of May, 2021. I have a brief ad for you from the Ministry of Finance. My Pilot Services, birth, death, and marriage certificates. New services alert. Request a birth, death, or marriage certificate online today. This is just one of the many government services that are now available online. Visit mypilotservices.gov.bs to register today. This message again was brought to you by the Ministry of Finance. Well, listen, good morning. I got a phone full of texts here. Let's get to the text line. Question, at which point do you think the PM will give the Speaker of the House the rock bottom or the people's elbow? You call them stupid? You're wrong for that. You should have called them a special type of stupid. Ms. Green, the Speaker of the House is ghetto. In matter of fact, the whole cabinet in the House of Assembly is ghetto. You see how they carry on during their meetings. Okay, texter. First of all, if you are correct, then it's up to us to shift that behavior. Every time we refer to them as ghetto, right? Or use this type of language, like we should use a wrestling move maybe, we support that political culture. We got to find a way to critique it without perpetuating it or supporting it. But you're right. The behavior in the House and in various other arms of government seem to be out of control or inappropriate and unnecessary. But when you look across the world at Westminster systems and other governmental systems and their houses of assembly, right, or their model of that house, of that function, they be fighting all the time. Rowing, beating each other up, throwing chairs. But here's the thing. I presume that they be fighting for the people's interests. You see what I'm saying? Like, they take a line and they stand at that line and they prepare to fight for it. Also, a lot of those countries are much larger than ours. And those representatives know they're going to have a hard time going back to their communities without proving that they fought to represent their issues. But we ain't got that type of political culture here. We don't need that. Right now, these boys them just keying and bamming on table and breaking up conference table in the cabinet room over 15 years ago. They only doing that for themselves and their internal politics. It's not like they doing that fighting on our behalf or to represent our issues. They fighting amongst themselves. In fact, every time you hear them talk, you understand that the critique they offer is about protecting the political culture and the political class and not about protecting the interests of the citizens who they represent. Case in point, all of the discourse surrounding the UB National Political Debate Series, right? The questions and concerns had little to do with the citizens' interests, their ability to access the event or to access potential candidates and candidates in the upcoming election. It seemed to have more to do with protecting their institutions and organizations and ensuring that they're treated with the right amount of respect. Let's get back to the text. Good morning, Aaron. We are controlled by two spirits, good or evil, God or the devil. By their fruits, we shall know them. We display our fruits we have inside. We can forgive, but the spirit is either of God or the devil. Thank you, Texter, for that. Again, I'm going to tell you, I think it's a little bit more complex than that. I think it's about culture. And the one thing you write, I mean, not the one thing, but by their fruits, we shall know them. By their culture, we shall know them. They can't produce anything outside of their culture, right? It's a sort of similar analysis. Thank you for that, Texter. Ms. Green, that statement by the Prime Minister is indirected to threaten the workers by the employers. Well, that's what it feel like. That's what it seems like. And the employees look to the state to protect them from untoward, unreasonable, or illegal actions by employers. Just to put an employee in this position is abusive. To continue to call on employers to urge employees to take the vaccine without a framework or a protocol or a guideline or a white paper or some legislation outlining what is permissible and what isn't permissible. Another text, Ms. Green, that old lady was a PLP. Don't you dare. That's unfair and unnecessary. Now, if you had said she's in the 3-10 gang, we could have key at that. But that's unfair. We don't know if she's a PLP or not. On the subject of bad drivers, I wonder how many more accidents there have to be on Village Road with drivers coming out of the Village Road shopping center to cross over the two left lanes into the two right lanes before people learn this is against the law. Texter, I come in right back to that. You know the phone started ringing right when you sent me that text. Let me get to this caller, then we're getting back to that. Caller, you're live.
Morning, Ms. Green. I just wanted to compliment you on the way you conducted yourself at the food store. That was really nonsense that you had to put up with that. And also, your trolley strategy, I like that. I like that strategy. So,
thank you.
And sounds like you must have gone to QC.
Look here, that's only the bougie accent. I did go to QC, and they taught me that at QC, you know. I want to send a shout-out to Mrs. Woods, wherever you are, right? Like, Ms. Woods, teach me patience and grace and to be easy with people. And my Grammy Corinne Mitchell tell me that too, right? She say, when you think you're smarter than other people, more importantly, you always aim to not embarrass them.
Yes, compliments to all of those people as well for contributing to the person you are today.
Thank you. And
it was a pleasure speaking with you in the food store yesterday morning.
Yes, sir, it was as well. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You too. And I want people to know, right, like you could be hot as a 6, but when you're an adult, it's about modeling your behavior. There's always people watching, and more importantly, there's always children watching. And I could be honest, sometimes I just run hot on the road and use some big words. But if you are in your car, on your phone, looking at it, going through a red light and almost hitting people, and then want to carry on bad with the people you almost hit while you was committing 3 or 4 traffic offenses, maybe you do need some heavy words to indicate to you the inappropriateness and danger involved in what it is you're doing. Good morning, Aaron. With the fires yesterday in Pairdale, was there a timely response from the fire brigade to your estimation? Well, I'm reading up on that. I didn't want to get to that this morning because I seen some questions about it. And after the Potter's Key fire, those are questions that need to be asked, right? I know the fire services should take offense. These are questions that need to be asked after what went down at Potter's Key. Do the fire services have what they need to perform in a timely manner? Do we need to increase their budget? Do we need to enhance, repair, improve infrastructure in these communities to ensure access to water, especially when we know we have lots of wooden structures? But I got to do more research. Hi, did you notice the shift in the conversation from the WHO to the CDC in the Bahamas in the past few weeks? You know what? I haven't, but I will check into that. For people who are following the vaccine discussion, check into that. Aaron, trust this. There will come a time when those who refuse to take the vaccine will be rounded up. Nope. They will be deemed a danger to the vaccinated. It's already been suggested that they're going to be a danger to the vaccinated. And even if they are a danger to the vaccinated, there's still a potential that the vaccinated are a danger to the unvaccinated. There must be balance in all things. That's why this is a human rights issue. That's why we need more discourse on it. That's why we need the lawyers involved in the discussion. That's why we need all the medical stakeholders to the table. And that's why we need to present people with information, concise and correct, in a timely fashion and easily accessible. I do not think that they're going to round up people to take the vaccine. I do think, though, that your employment, especially if you work in the tourism industry or a related industry, will be impacted by your need to take a vaccine. Another text, I will not vaccinate. In Chile, they told the privileged vaccinated not to wear masks. Now they have 7 variants and the vaccine does not work. We don't know if the vaccine doesn't work. People are very ill. Chile has the 3rd highest vaccination rate in the world. India, same thing. They allowed political rallies and religious festivals. Now they have an emergency. What that tells us is not that the vaccine isn't working. What that tells us is that the vaccine alone is not sufficient. That you can't get vaccinated and just do whatever you want. You still got to wear masks. You still got to social distance. You still got to minimize your social gathering and engagement. All of these things still have to be done. Morning, Aaron, 4th day, 5th month, 4, 4, 5, old and new age. I don't know how it works, but everybody play that. I don't know if that can break the system, but let's try it. And then donate your money to people who need it. That may be yourself, but do something good with the money if you win it. Text, are you saying you want the PM to force employers to force employees to fire employees that are not vaccinated? I didn't say anything. First of all, that's a very long question. I did not say that, texter, at all. I didn't say that. I said that I think it's inappropriate and borders on bullying for the Prime Minister to constantly urge employees to take the vaccine when he has the entire power of the state and its resources behind him to create the legislation protocols or COVID protocols specifically to deal with this matter, to provide clarity on the law, to provide to employers what their obligations and their limitations are, and to provide to employees what reasonable expectations are going into the future. Read this subject, what the legal framework is. Why are you calling on employers to urge employees to take the vaccine when you have the weight of the entire state behind you and your resources and the resources to do the very same thing? That's what I said. 2 last texts. Which party song says keep the fire burning? I don't know. They need to stop. That's all. They need to stop. So, I got 1 last text. It is bully and singing for donations. What a time, what a culture. I'm all out of time, guys. I want to get into this Bahamas Information Services announcement tomorrow and the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism updated public health measures tomorrow. And anything else that pops up into the news, I'm hopefully we will also have members of the Reparations Committee on this week to talk about an event they had this weekend. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month, along with Disaster Preparedness Month. So I'm hoping to have all of these conversations this week and into the next. I hope you're having a great day, Bahamas. I hope you enjoyed the conversation. Stay tuned to 96.9 FM because it's 11 o'clock and Levon Miller is up next with Unleashed. Have a great day, Bahamas. Have a great day.